You're listening to the Ordinary Vegan Podcast, where we teach you everything you need to know about adopting a plant-based diet, full or part-time. Our goal is to empower you to live a long and healthy life. You can find today's show at ordinaryvegan.net or on iTunes. If you have any questions, please send an email to questions@ordinaryvegan.net.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the Ordinary Vegan Podcast. Number 61, how safe is your tap water and the safest water to drink? Thank you all so much for being here and for your outreach and for your kind words. I so appreciate every single one of you. My number one goal is to serve you and help you live a long, happy, safe life. I use the word safe today because trust is collapsing here in America. And we can't rely on government agencies or local officials to look out for our food safety. Because the very agencies that were put in place to protect our health, our food supply, and our environment are not doing their jobs. Just this week, the EPA announced, who is the Environmental Protection Agency here in the United States, they announced that it will not approve product labels linking the herbicide glyphosate, which is the active ingredient in Roundup, with cancer. The United States Environmental Protection Agency found in its assessment that glyphosate does not pose a public health risk when used as directed. Even though three times so far, juries and judges in California have ruled in favor of plaintiffs suing Roundup and are awarding millions of dollars to these cancer victims because they found that Roundup was responsible for their cancer, and they also found that Roundup, owned by Monsanto, covered up research that showed the connection between glyphosate, the main ingredient in Roundup, and cancer. And there are many more trials to come. Oh, by the way, Bayer acquired Monsanto for $63 billion last year, despite knowing that the World Health Organization classified glyphosate in Roundup as a carcinogen. That just shows how much Bayer cares about your health. They spent $63 billion on a company that could cause cancer. Bayer owns thousands of companies like Claritin, Coppertone, Aleve, Afrin, to name just a few. If they don't care about the link between their product Roundup and cancer, I am sure they don't care about any of their products being harmful and unsafe. So why is the EPA siding with Roundup, who is owned by Monsanto, who is owned by Bayer? Because the EPA is not in the business of protecting us. It's as simple as that. When Andrew Wheeler was made acting EP director in July 2018, he undid regulations on emissions from coal power plants and automobiles. And oh, by the way, he is the VP of the Washington Coal Club. He also dismissed a scientific review panel that advised the EPA on air pollution regulation. And he also weakened the criminal enforcement arm of the EPA agency. Also, EPA inspections are at a 100-year low. In March 2019, Andrew Wheeler said he did not believe climate change was an existential threat. What a guy. At any rate, I don't mean to go off, but like I said, we have to take our health and wellness into our own hands and do the jobs of the people who were given jobs to protect us because they aren't doing their jobs. But that's why I'm here, to provide you with all the information you need to make informed choices about your health. So let's get started on today's topic. How safe is the water you drink? There's been a lot of sad news surrounding our water supply here in the United States, which is why I decided to delve into this subject and find out everything I could about water and help you find the safest water to drink. And wow, who knew the safety of water was so complicated? I know I didn't. Let's begin with why you need water. Water keeps every system in the body functioning properly. It flushes bacteria from your bladder. It aids in digestion. It prevents constipation. It protects organs and tissues, and it cushions your joints and helps maintain electrolyte balance. Not only that, in 2002, a study was done by the Adventist Health School of Public Health, in which 20,000 men and women were followed for 6 years, and they found that people with high daily intakes of water, 5 or more glasses, compared with a low daily intake of 2 or fewer glasses per day, had half the risk of dying from heart disease. So water can reduce your chance of getting cardiovascular disease. Another study, a Harvard study of 48,000 men, found that the risk of bladder cancer decreased by 7% for every extra daily cup of fluid they drank. So drinking 8 cups of water a day may reduce the risk of bladder cancer by about 50%. Both of these studies suggest that it was the water itself that was decreasing the risk, perhaps by lowering blood thickness, which is also called blood velocity, which is the rate of blood flow through a given vessel. And as we know, blood circulation is one of the most important functions in the body. It supplies oxygen to the brain and other organs. So water is crucial to our health. Now let's talk about how much water we should be drinking every day. You may have heard about the 8x8 rule. It says that you should drink 8 8-ounce glasses of water per day, which is a half a gallon of water a day. The 8x8 theory is traced back to a paper that was published way back in 1921 that claimed we lose about 3% of our body weight in water a day. Now, based on studies from all over the World Health Organization recommends 8 to 11 glasses of water a day. It is hard to pinpoint just how much water you need each day because you need to take activity and climate into the equation. And there may be signs that you're already partially dehydrated. Besides the obvious one, a dry mouth, dehydration can also make you feel tired because it drains the energy out of you. Dehydration also causes headaches and can even affect your mental clarity. Older adults may be at a risk of dehydration, and older adults who are well hydrated have been found to have fewer falls, less urinary tract infections, less kidney failure, and fewer stomach issues. Children are also at risk for dehydration. Common symptoms are cracked lips, drowsiness, and even irritability. And children should be encouraged to drink water as an alternative to sweetened drinks and juices. And if you consume salty foods or soda, drink even more water because both of these food and beverage categories can cause dehydration. So, even if it's not easy to distinguish in an exact amount, based on my research, I recommend at least 8 8-ounce glasses of water a day or more. By the way, water in the body comes not only from drinking water, it comes from water-rich foods like watermelon or strawberries and cantaloupes and vegetables like celery and spinach and other plant-based foods, just to name a few. Now that we know how much water we should drink, let's talk about the safest water to drink. Last week, here in the United States, another U.S. city, Newark, New Jersey, went into panic mode when it was revealed to residents that for months, or possibly years, they have been drinking tap water that was contaminated with large amounts of lead. In 2016, the city of Flint, Michigan, discovered that children were exposed to lead in their drinking water, and some of those children were even poisoned. Children are particularly vulnerable, and lead can be harmful to their health even at low exposure levels. Lead exposure in children can impact brain development and the nervous system. Signs of lead poisoning can be developmental delay, learning difficulties, loss of appetite, weight loss, and abdominal pain. So how does lead get into the drinking water? Lead can enter drinking water when plumbing materials that contain lead corrode, especially where the water has high acidity or low mineral content. That corrodes pipes and fixtures. The most common sources of lead in drinking water are lead pipes, faucets, and fixtures. And in homes with lead pipes that connect the home to the water main, also known as lead services lines, these pipes are typically the most significant source of lead in the water. Lead pipes are more likely to be found in older cities and homes built before 1986. And unfortunately, Flint and Newark are no aberrations. More than 500,000 children that we know of in the United States have elevated levels of lead in their blood. And even low levels of lead in the blood of children can result in all kinds of problems and learning disabilities. In surveys by the American Water Works Association, nearly a third of United States water systems have service lines containing lead. And that's not all. It is also estimated that over 200 million Americans have tap water with levels of chromium-6 that are higher than what is considered an acceptable maximum level. That chemical, chromium-6, was brought to the forefront in the 2000 biographical film Erin Brockovich, played by Julia Roberts. Erin Brockovich alleged that Pacific Gas and Electric was contaminating the drinking water with chromium-6. Eventually, Pacific Gas and Electric lost litigation and settled for $333 million, making Erin Brockovich a health advocate hero. The Environmental Working Group, also known as the EWG report, found that if chromium-6 in tap water is left untreated, it will cause more than 12,000 new cases of cancer. Oh, by the way, according to the Center for Disease Control, the most common sources of contamination in the U.S. water system are related to local land uses and manufacturing processes. For example, fertilizers and pesticides used on farmland, as well as contributions from livestock, can leak into surface water sources if not carefully monitored. And as we all know, it's not being carefully monitored. And for our European friends, according to the European Environment Agency, nitrate concentration is the most common problem that you have in your water system. This is also likely due to intensive agriculture and use of artificial fertilizers, which contaminate raw water sources. Europe also has a decaying infrastructure, so water treatment works aren't functioning properly. And many of our community members come from Australia, and from what I'm seeing, the vast majority of Australia have tap water that is very drinkable, and in some cases, it is just as clean as bottled spring water. So, how do you ensure your tap water is safe to drink? Read your local water report. I read mine for the first time while researching this podcast, and I had no idea beforehand how easy it was to access a report that provides a detailed report of toxic chemicals in your water supply. The Environmental Working Group has a tap water database by zip code that gives you detailed information of everything that is in your particular tap water. It also makes suggestions for filters to help get rid of toxins. Just go to ewg.org/tapwater. And I will also include a link in this week's show notes. Besides lead, contamination from other toxic chemicals keeps spreading, and the EWG says there is no end in sight. There is something called PFAS pollution, or PRC chemicals, which include PFOS, which stands for perfluorooctane sulfonate, and PFOA, which stands for perfluorinated acid, which are both stain, water, and grease repellent chemicals found in a wide range of consumer products. These chemicals are linked to cancer, thyroid disease, weakened immunity, and other health problems. So if you're having any of these health problems, please get your water checked. In May 2018, an EWG analysis of unreleased data estimated that there were more than 1,500 drinking water systems serving up to 110 million Americans that may be contaminated with PFOA, PFOS, and similar fluorinated chemicals. The EPA previously said about 200 systems were contaminated, but that number did not include systems with contamination below the EPA's reporting threshold, which is still not high enough to protect public health. In 2007, a study done by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention estimated PFSA chemicals could be detected in the blood of 98% of the U.S. population. If there are chemicals in your water, most experts agree that a reverse osmosis filter is one of the best techniques to help get rid of chemicals in the water. Of course, all reverse osmosis filters are not created equal, but the EWG group comes to the rescue once again and has a water filter buying guide that helps you find the most effective and affordable water filter. There are water filters specifically designed to remove lead and other chemicals. I will post a link in this week's show notes. So what else can you do? Well, you can test the water yourself. You can do a Google search or fill out a form on the EPA website, and they can offer you names of water testing agencies in your area. You can also purchase home test kits on the internet. You can opt for bottled water in glass bottles. Plastic containers can leach chemicals and contains microplastics, and plastic is a substance that the earth cannot digest, and plastic pollution is becoming toxic to human health. So please, let's try to use as little plastic as possible. Bottled water also needs to have a safe pH level. The ideal pH of water should be between 6.5 to 8.5, which is close to the pH level our bodies maintain. The pH of pure water is 7. Water with a pH level between 6 and 8.5 is safe to drink because it is neither acidic nor alkaline, enough to be dangerous in the human body. Water with a pH of less than 6 can be corrosive and filled with toxic metals. Water with a pH level higher than 8.5 can be hard, which poses less of a health risk than acidic water, but can taste bad and leave deposits on dishes, sinks, and other things. So pure, unpolluted water normally has a pH level of 7, which is neutral, neither acidic nor alkaline. You can buy a pH meter tester online for under $15. Last but not least, Water that's safe to drink should ideally be clear with no odor or funny taste. If your tap water tastes metallic, smells fishy, or comes out cloudy, it could signal the presence of unsafe contaminants. And please, wherever you live, find out what is in your water. 2 years before the Flint, Michigan disaster, residents were told their drinking water was safe, and it was entirely untrue. So we can't count on local officials or government to keep us safe. The people of Flint are angry because the lead in the water was poisoning their children, and they didn't even know it. That's it. Thanks for being here, everyone. Hope today's podcast helps you live a long, healthy, and safe life. I have one email to read before I go, and it's from Joanne, and it goes like this. Dear Nancy, I can sleep again, and it has changed my life. Thank you so much. You are welcome, Joanne, and I am happy that my CBD made from hemp is helping people have a good night's sleep. You can find all my vegan CBD products at ordinaryvegan.net/shop. If you get a chance, please write a review in iTunes or Spotify. And, oh, and I forgot, Ordinary Vegan is now a top 100 podcast on iTunes for alternative health, sliding in at number 80. I couldn't have done it without all of you and my amazing producer, Doug Barnes. So thanks, everyone. Please keep those iTunes reviews coming so we can reach even more people with a message of health and wellness for our bodies, for our planet, and for animals. Till next time.
Thanks for joining our plant-based community today. Together, we can accomplish great things. Please subscribe so you don't miss any of Ordinary Vegan's recipes and plant-based tips. If you have any questions or feedback, email us at questions@ordinaryvegan.net. Until next time.